Hello and welcome to this podcast from Control Risks, the global specialist risk consultancy. I'm Charles Hecker, and I'm going to be discussing the role of human behavior in data recovery during large-scale investigations. I'm joined by Wayne Malgus, a partner in our Johannesburg office and the head of fraud and business intelligence for Control Risks across Southern Africa. Wayne is a specialist in criminal investigations, financial investigations, asset tracing, and anti-bribery and corruption reviews. Wayne, in Control Risk's presentation on complex cross-border multi-jurisdictional investigations, we place a lot of emphasis on data. And we tend to talk about data as if it's something absolutely irrefutable, concrete, and black and white. There is, however, a human element in these complicated investigations. Can you tell us a little bit from your perspective about the role of the human factor and the interplay between humans and data?
Over the past 20-odd years that I've been doing investigations, I've noticed how investigative techniques have changed, how when syndicates commit crimes, how their own methodologies have changed. And data has become a key part of this in how human beings and how people interact with each other, as well as how we transact. So what I've noticed in my experience over the past 20 years or so is that there are more and more instances where investigating teams are confronted with data, where initially you dealt with hard copy or at most Excel spreadsheets, your normal applications. Now you start dealing with masses of data and big data and having to tease through that to be able to find the offense or the crime and to want to make it an understanding of that. So in a nutshell, the data has become much more important over the past 10 years or so, but also the human element. I found that data is a reflection of processes of what we do. And data is information at the end of the day. Data can also be manipulated. And if one doesn't have an understanding of what people do, how they do it, I think it becomes much more difficult to understand data. So the interface between human activities and data is critical. And to have an understanding of the human element can only help us when conducting these types of investigations.
So, Wayne, the human element is something that's fairly difficult to squeeze into a database or a spreadsheet. What does that mean for the conduct of investigations, and what role does intelligence play in these complicated investigations?
You know, just to give you an example to answer your question, we had a case recently where we assisted a major bank in combating the activities of a syndicate. And one of the ringleaders, he was pretty aggressive, posed a high risk for staff. He was also a staff member. We, before tackling the data and just doing our analytics, we targeted this subject, this individual, to understand who he is, what he does, who his friends are, and to construct a picture, an intelligence picture of the person we are dealing with. That assisted us in actually developing queries to interrogate the data. So while we were still trying to get the data, we already had an idea of what he does, how he does it in terms of committing the fraud. So that the two go hand in hand, and I can tell you that our experience has been that intelligence and that understanding the subjects, the human element, that does complement the quality of the queries and the analytics that one does. Now, it's not always possible to do that, but if one can do that, development intelligence, always useful.
Well, how do we maintain this emphasis on the human factor and this emphasis on intelligence gathering when the trends in investigations seem to be moving towards increasing reliance on data?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Just looking at this from an African context, although we have significant adoption of technology. And if you look at the adoption of fintech, financial inclusions through your mobile payment systems and so forth, Africa still presents significant problems and challenges in respect of data, not in terms of the quality of the data, but also the comprehensiveness. So we have found it critical from an investigative point of view to still adopt old school detective ways of actually investigating offenses. For instance, just to give you a practical example, in certain countries, you cannot even get the certain basic public records. You literally have to go on the ground. So these challenges that we face in Africa are significant. And that then requires a more nuanced and a more comprehensive approach beyond just data and data analytics. Of course, data analytics is important, but we have found in Africa that data analytics with your old detectives work, that does bring results, coupled with, of course, your intelligence gathering.
Wayne, human beings certainly are complex creatures, and you mentioned the manipulation of data by humans in the course of an investigation. How does human behavior change when an individual knows that he or she is under investigation? You know, in addition to running towards the shredding machine, what other behaviors do you have to compensate for?
In the old days, they used to run for the shredding machine to shred documents. Well, the same thing happens now. It's just that it's done digitally. So absolutely critical when we are very much aware that if a subject becomes aware that of an investigation, data could be contaminated, could be manipulated, could actually be erased. We then, as part of the exercise, do what we call preservation. So it's absolutely critical, as you would in the past have gone and seized hard copy documents, original documents in hard copy form, we apply the same principle, but just in a different manner to data, is to ensure the integrity of the data. Because as in the past, when subjects try to manipulate, hide, alternatively destroy information, the same will happen and has happened currently. So in terms of our methodology that we apply in the control risks investigation methodology that the law enforcement applies, the same one is preservation. So it's absolutely critical that the data is preserved as far as possible. So the more data, the better. And that is one of the challenges to conducting these investigations and ensuring the subjects you as investigating team get to data before the persons of interest or the suspects.
Wayne, when you're working through the complexities of human behavior, what sort of technological tools do you have at your disposal?
So in the case of data that have been erased and that have been erased forensically and permanently, there are ways and means of detecting that erasure. And you may not be able to get the data back, but at least to be able to determine that indeed data had been manipulated or had been erased. So there are sophisticated tools that one can use to be able to determine that and where there had been manipulation. Because particularly if you have one simple example on emails and how people tend to create data for the to hide their tracks, there are ways and means of looking at the metadata to see who had touched the document in an email. At the same time, too, I want to come to the point of preservation. The worst thing that can happen in investigation is when data is lost. It does not help to say, yes, we can determine that data had been erased. That does not prove the case. It may prove malfeasance, it may prove that people are trying to hide, but the evidence is lost. That is why it's so important and why we, as part of our methodology and control risks, preserve data as early as possible to prevent that from happening. Manipulation, erasing, or just doing things with data that people are not supposed to do. So that is how we combat that. If it's done, we can determine it and we can try to recover as well, but preferably preservation.
Wayne, I imagine that actually it's the human component, among other things, that makes this work incredibly interesting.
When I, in my investigations that I've done and with the teams, when we look at data also, we always try to find the person behind the data. Because the data is a reflection of what people have done or processes. So in looking at, for instance, bank statements and transactions, one gets an idea of the person behind it and the human element. So the better we understand the human element, the better we're able to do to analyze our data. The two are not mutually exclusive. So understanding the subjects, understanding a person of interest or the suspect, that can be done. That can be done, and that will enhance and should be done, and will enhance the manner in which you conduct data analytics and understand the data you're working with.
Wayne, thank you very much indeed for sharing your insights on the fascinating relationship between human activity and the process of data collection and analysis. That was Wayne Malgus, partner in Johannesburg and head of control risks, fraud, and business intelligence practice across Southern Africa. You can find out more about our global investigative work and all of the other things that we do at our website, controlrisks.com. I'm Charles Hecker. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.